You're listening to the audio edition of Financial World, February 2022. Banks wield both carrot and stick. Paul Wallace explains how an alliance of leading banks is committed to playing a crucial role in the drive to decarbonise the world economy by 2050 and discusses how effective their actions are likely to be.
The UN Climate Conference in Glasgow last November ended on a low when Alok Sharma, the British conference president, presented a pact that under-delivered on what governments must do for the world to reach net zero carbon emissions by 2050. But it started on a high as former governor of the Bank of England and now UN Special Envoy on Climate Action and Finance, Mark Carney, showcased new net zero commitments by 450 financial firms responsible for $130 trillion of assets. Banks will play a crucial part in trying to mobilise all of global finance, from asset managers to credit rating agencies, from trade finance to retail credit, in the drive to decarbonise the world economy. What will their pledges mean in practice? And how effective can their endeavours be without stronger action by governments? Banks have joined forces in the Net Zero Banking Alliance, or NZBA, an industry-led group under the UN's auspices, which was launched in April 2021. By the start of the Glasgow conference, the NZBA had 92 members and assets of $66 trillion. That is 43% of global banking assets and half of all the assets mobilised across finance by Carney's initiative. The coalition included the top 10 largest banks by assets in Europe and North America, with members headquartered in 39 countries. The UK's Big Four, Barclays, HSBC, Lloyds and NatWest, were among the founders, and Standard Chartered, a British bank that does much of its business in developing countries, chairs the Alliance's steering group. The creation of the NZBA matters because banks, although relatively low carbon emitters in their own right, they are expected to reach net zero well before 2050, have lending and investment portfolios linked to massive amounts of greenhouse gas emissions. When a bank joins the NZBA, it signs a commitment to bear down on these emissions in line with the net zero by 2050 goal. Alliance members must publicly disclose the targets they set for reducing emissions from a baseline, those currently attributable to their financing, and report annually on the progress they are making. Time is of the essence. Because the world has to act to cut greenhouse gases in the current decade or miss the 2050 deadline, banks must set initial 2030 targets for their highest emission sectors within 18 months of joining the alliance. Within 3 years, they are to lay out their plans for all or most of the carbon-intensive sectors, including, for example, agriculture, cement, steel, and oil and gas. Subsequent five-yearly targets will follow the one for 2030, to be set as the current milestone approaches. Measuring the emissions of bank clients is vital but tricky. They fall into three categories called scopes. The first two are operational emissions. Scope 1 captures those arising directly from the operations of a company, such as the fuel for its vehicles. Scope 2 picks up those for which it is indirectly responsible, such as the carbon dioxide released when generating the electricity it is using. Scope 3 captures emissions up and down the value chain, covering those from both suppliers to a company and purchasers of its products.
This was a short extract from the February 2022 edition of Financial World, an article entitled Banks Wield Both Carrot and Stick by Paul Wallace, narrated by Tom Lawrence.